4. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Higher natural gas prices could mean higher energy bills this winter. CPR Sam Brash reports that comes as more households have signaled they need help paying for heat.
Denise Steptoe is with Energy Outreach Colorado. The nonprofit provides help for utility customers.
We're already seeing a dramatic increase in our requests for assistance, and we haven't even gotten into these winter really cold months. I mean, we've got a long way to go.
The Department of Energy predicts natural gas heat will cost 24% more this winter in the western U.S. That's especially important news in Colorado, where almost three-quarters of households rely on the fuel to stay warm. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A Colorado River fish is no longer considered endangered, CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service proposed to reclassify the fish as threatened in 2020 after years of conservation efforts, like improving river flows. The humpback chub was listed as endangered in the 1960s due to the impacts dams had on its habitat. The populations of these fish have recovered, now with thousands of adults. The decision to downlist the species has been criticized by some environmental groups. They're concerned climate change and new dams will hurt recovery efforts. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
For decades, Jude Gassaway lived in the closet. When she was 41 and struggling with alcoholism, she came out as a lesbian. A new portrait series by researcher Carrie Kandrian at the CU School of Medicine celebrates the lives of 27 LGBTQ+ women. The portraits are black and white with a quote from each person. Gassaway's reflects the two halves of her life.
I denied myself for 40 years. The next 40 years, I became who I am, and now I have a life to live. I just turned 81 this last September.
The exhibit opened last week at the CU Anschutz Medical Campus. It will be up until mid-January. Mostly sunny along the Front Range today. There's snow in the mountains. This is CPR News.